I miss her the most when it's quiet. The air conditioner kicks in, and a low rumble fills the media lab with background music that I hate. And there it is. Loneliness. Not that I'm alone. DeAndre is rendering some footage from the winter recital right next to me, headphones blasting something I don't recognize. His right hand, still a little dirty from automotive class, moves the mouse smoothly, while his left is buried elbow deep in a bag of Wise dill pickle potato chips. He chews with his mouth open and then licks his fingers. Want some? I shake my head. Nasty. I've been staring at the same footage for nearly an hour, turning my rosary beads over in my pocket like a worrying stone. Dre set up a few GoPros before the dance started, so we got some great stuff. The dance-off between the freshmen and the juniors, Kathy Tran's promposal, but what I'm obsessing over won't even make it into the final cut for our channel. It's about a half hour after I arrive with tea. She gets up from her seat at the table and then falls back down. I've got my head turned, mouth wide open, mid-laugh over something stupid, I'm sure. I didn't see her. I wasn't paying attention. I zoom in closer, looping the strained pull of muscle in her jaw when she rises, the look of panic in her eyes as she gets to her feet, and finally, the plastered smile she gives me when I eventually turn back around. It's the smile that's the problem, because I didn't see it for the paper-thin mask that it was. I remember wanting her to dance and even resenting her for being so bougie. I thought she was bored. I lean back in my chair and let the loop play over and over on the screen, as if on the next play, it'll be different. I'll notice how much pain she's in and take her out of the auditorium into Finlay Park instead, carry her down the steps and let her watch the waterfall at night, wrap her in my mom's old FAMU blanket I keep in the trunk, or I'll realize how dumb the whole dance idea was from the beginning and take her to Cool Beans, that coffee house on USC's campus. We'll sit in front of their fireplace and sip hot cocoa from the cups the size of cereal bowls until curfew. I imagine all the scenarios that don't end up with her staggering out of the gym on the arm of a girl whose name I can't remember. You can watch it loop like that forever. It won't change what happened, DeAndre says, as tiny bits of chip fly out of his mouth. He pulls his headphones off and pauses the track. Just go over there. It's obvious you want to apologize. I called. She won't answer. I texted. I get one-word replies. I'm iced out. You know my instinct is to say. He pauses and flips me the middle finger. But I know how you feel about tea. I don't understand it, but I acknowledge it. If you want my advice, I don't. Nevertheless, I'm gonna give it to you. Use your resources. Plebeians use lame stuff like telecommunications networks and social media. You a king or you a buster? Be plain. I'm not in the mood for your riddles, Dre. What I'm saying is that T is no ordinary girl, so you can't go about this in an ordinary way. In Little League, what did Coach Barclay teach us about defeating your opponent? The three Ds? I ask, not following his metaphor at all. That's right. T's avoidance is your enemy, and you attack your enemy by distraction, deception, or destruction. Which is it gonna be?